Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's a special edition of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast, and I can't even believe this is happening right now.
Believe it, baby. I'm
blown away. I am joined by OG voice actor, legend, Tara Strong. I have the hilarious Adam Ray and, of course, Yvette Nicole Brown. And before we start, Yvette, I'm supposed to say hi to you from Marcel Spears. We just interviewed him this morning.
That's my baby. Said,
yes, but... he sends his best. Let's talk about Crossing Swords, season 2, December 10th. Season 1 was hilarious. Season 2, I feel like, is just as amazing. Absolutely hilarious. Let's start with you, Tara. What can people expect from season 2? And I mean, what's it all about? I mean, it's absolutely amazing.
I mean, it's really a continuation from season 1, so there's a lot more sex, drugs, rock and roll, and children's toys, you know? It just pushes every envelope, and they're unafraid to go everywhere, and they do, it everywhere. I mean, they're not shy. They do it everywhere. There's just sex everywhere. So
yes,
if you like sex everywhere, watch season 2.
I think everybody's a fan of that, and especially it is an animated type program, but it's definitely not for children. My son stumbled upon season 1 by happenstance.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no, we cannot watch this. He's 7. And I was like,
right on the cusp.
Yeah, right on the cusp. Well, let's move to you, Adam, now that we talk about this.
Yeah.
I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with you and your comedy and your stand up. I've seen you here in the Bay Area before. Let's talk about your experience as a comedian. And I mean, you've done other voiceover work before, but what interested you just overall dipping your toes into the voiceover world as opposed to doing your stand-up comedy and live performances?
Great question. Well, you know, I've always been, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be a voice on cartoons. And then once I got to an age where I was like, you know, developed a comedic sensibility and realized what I liked, and I know you're saying, hey, I don't want to show my kids Crossing Swords at 7. But I mean, you know, I was watching, you know, I was watching Boogie Nights type movies at like 5. You know what I'm saying? So
that explains a lot.
That yeah, it does.
Yeah,
no, I'm joking.
That, that informs me a lot about your stand-up, but I digress.
By the way, we'll that was a joke, on, but
I know, we'll get you on a separate episode and we'll dig in deeper about that, my friend.
Okay, for sure. But no, but this show, you know, great for, you know, in my stand-up too, I like to, you know, do a fair amount of, you know, crowd work throughout the hour show. And a show like this, where there's so many jokes per minute, I really dig. They allow us to really like play in the booth with the characters to kind of help really find all the layers and discover like who you're really playing, which is awesome. Just to have all your weapons at your disposal comedically rules. But this show in particular, again, Robot Chicken, stupid buddy that you know created that and did Swords and Tom and John, like, just created this world that I feel like I hadn't seen before. So when it first came out, I was like, I gotta do whatever it takes to be a part of this, and I mean whatever it takes.
And I did.
I cooked a couple meals for John and Tom. That's what I meant.
Okay.
By that.
Thank you again for clarifying the fact.
Yeah, dude.
And as a
I'll make
as
it
a
weird.
As a sidebar, if my son's mother found out he was watching that, I would have a lot of questions to answer. But I digress. But I get it. I mean, I'm 47. When I was young, I was sneaking up, you know, watching HBO, Cinemax on the old clicker cable box, you know, Young Guns, all the things that I was not allowed to watch. Yvette, you have done so many amazing projects, film, television, just a lot of things. Let's talk about your experience and your opportunity to dip your toes into the animated world and what your experience is like. And what can people expect overall? What are you hoping that the fans walk away with this time with season 2, outside of just, you know, simply being entertained?
You know, my character is really not good at her job because she doesn't care. And so it's kind of fun for me to play Sergeant Megan because every other character I've ever played is always very earnest and really wants to do great. And she really doesn't care. She does great. And so it's kind of fun to lean into the anarchy of that. And I think it lives perfectly in the world of our show because Crossing Swords is so irreverent and nobody really cares and nobody's really good at their job. No one lives up to their station in life. You know, everybody's just kind of a walking little peg id. So that's been a lot of fun to do. And I must say, as I'm in this room with Voiceover Royalty and Tara, it's an honor to be on a show with someone of her caliber, because to be able to hang with her and to hang with Luke Evans, and yes, you too, Adam, it says a lot to be able to hang on the show. Like there's no weak links in this show. So the fact that I was cast to be with greatness kind of makes me feel good inside.
You are great.
You're a goat. Are you kidding me? Yeah, you're one of the goats. Shut up.
I mean,
yeah,
thank you for saying that, but hello, goddess. What the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no comparison. You all three are just absolutely.
Well, there's a little comparison. Like, Adam, like a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? I'm aware of that, and I lean into that. I know that I'm the third wheel here, and I'm fine with that. You know what I'm saying?
That's okay. You know, I'm the third wheel most of the time in life. Just ask my ex-wife. This has been a lot of fun. You all are absolutely amazing. And season 2, December 10th, Crossing Swords. Be sure to check it out. Thank you all for your time. Have a wonderful day.
Appreciate you, Brett.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.